Good morning. You're listening to KGNU Community Radio. This is Poco and Boco, People of Color in Boulder County. I'm your host, Nikhil Mankekar.
And I'm Tracy Jones.
And today's guest is Kaylee Salazar with the Native American Rights Fund to talk about Indigenous Peoples Day. Welcome, Kaylee.
Good morning.
Morning. So why don't we, to start things off, just jump into the events. I was on the planning committee, and we lined up a lot of good events for Indigenous Peoples Day, which is today, this Monday. And speak to two of the events. There's an open house at the Native American Rights Fund.
Yeah, so we are happy at the Native American Rights Fund to host an open house celebration with the American Indian Youth Leadership Institute. So we are partnering this Indigenous Peoples Day to bring some culture and Native history of the area, as well as some youth performers in to have just a celebration of our culture and some sharing of our history.
So let's go back a little bit. How did this event come to be? How did we get from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day? If you'd care to give me a little history.
Well, it began with the formation of an Indigenous Peoples Day Resolution Committee. And really, that was like kind of the beginning of 2016. And Kaylee and I had a meeting, and we talked about a lot about, I guess we talked about cultural appropriation locally. And there's a movement at the state level, mm-hmm. Led by Joe Salazar, to have a statewide Indigenous Peoples Day. And we got the idea that, you know, this is something that could happen locally. I think Alicia Goodsoldier as well was really involved in bringing that up. And so after Kaylee and I met, things kind of unfolded from there. We formed a committee, and we included, the main thing was to really include Indigenous voices on that, and to not have the city, a bunch of people not from the Indigenous community just deciding to have this day. And so to really give voice, I really advocated through the Human Relations Commission that I'm on to give voice to Indigenous peoples on it. Kaylee, do you have your thoughts on the that
yeah,
time?
It was, you know, a joint group effort to bring and create this resolution. So there was historians on the team, you know, Nikhil, who does a lot in the community and with the Human Relations Commission, other people like Hava Hamilton and Ray Ramirez and Geraldine Dakota, people who are active in the Native community that were asked to be a part of the group, and others as well, and Aimee Salazar. So mm-hmm. It was great. We all, you know, it was a lot of work. We met at least once a month for about 6 months or so, and really formed a great resolution that had some teeth. And we're looking now for the city to really implement the resolution's therefore section of creating proper signage around the city, as well as changing the name of Settlers Park. So, And also in that resolution, we have things that the city has, you know, given us a pretty strong promise that they want to, you know, work with Indigenous communities to celebrate the culture, bring about change and awareness of Indigenous issues, and to start having the schools have better curriculum about Indigenous history and peoples, and especially in this area, because there is a lot that is often overlooked and not talked about.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we put so much time into that resolution, it wasn't one of those quick, it wasn't easy, it wasn't one of those, like, let's just pass something quickly. I think once you actually included the voices from the Indigenous community, it was like, what do you really want to see in this? And so the actual resolution itself contains so much local history just in that document that a lot of people don't know. And it really led to these ideas of public education in schools, but also, you know, renaming of public land. So like Settlers Park, there's a commitment to begin renaming that. And one of the things that's happening now is on Tuesday, the city is hosting an open house as part of the Indigenous Peoples Day events. at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, so Tuesday, October 10th, 5 to 6 p.m. at the Boulder Municipal Building Lobby at 1777 Broadway in Boulder. And I would really encourage people to go. There will be City of Boulder staff talking about working towards implementation of the Indigenous Peoples Day resolution. So from facilities and asset management, open space and mountain parks and human services, people will be present and they'll have representatives. So I think along with our open house on Monday, October 9th from 10 to 4 at the Native American Rights Fund, 1506 Broadway, we're going to also have Joe Salazar come and speak with us on the statewide issues going on. The open house will be 10 to 4 p.m., so there'll be a lot of time. And actually, lunch will be served, so if you guys are in the area, stop on by and enjoy some Native cuisine from all different regions of the United States. This open house that the city is hosting is going to be a good opportunity for community members to really, say this is something that we want in our community, we want this name change, and how do we go about working as a community to get that done?
Yeah, and that open house began as I was raising the issue of this implementation of the resolution through Human Relations Commission, and the city began, looking into old city documents about, because it's not as simple as just, okay, let's just go change the name of the land. Again, in really advocating to give the Indigenous voices a space in that and do this thing right so that they can decide the name. And so it began with looking into city documents about who the city has partnerships with and those actual tribes in those documents that would, they have to work with in the naming of that land. So the open house is actually this kind of the initial step in that process, and that they worked with the Colorado Indian Commission in Denver and have been reaching out to different tribes really to invite people in and begin that process and talk about it.
You're listening to Poco and Boco, People of Color in Boulder County. I'm Tracy Jones.
And I'm Nikhil Mankekar.
And we are today here with Kaylee Salazar discussing some of the awesome Indigenous Peoples Day events that will be occurring within the next week and few weeks. Another event that's going to be going on is the White Horse Creek Council Mini Powwow Teach-In and Friendship Dance, and that's going to be Monday, October 9th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and it's going to be at the Boulder Band Shell right there on Canyon and Broadway.
And real quick, Tracy, mm-hmm. I just want to let you know that from NARF, we are planning on, gathering people who are still at the NARF open house, which ends about 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. and kind of having a solidarity little march down to the band shell. And, we'll have our group with us and maybe a NARF banner and then American Indian Youth Leadership banner. So we're really trying to have some solidarity within the community and participate in each other's programs. And at the same time, starting about the same time as Modus Theater is doing an Indigenous Peoples Day History Day, history, poetry, and presence. So they will be screening, if you want to learn more about how Boulder was founded, they'll be screening their film, Rocks, Karma, Arrows, Act 1, and then there'll be poetry, followed by a panel at 6:30 of Indigenous People in Boulder, just speaking about our experience here.
Yeah, and that event at the band shell, I checked in with the organizers yesterday, and because we have a forecast of snow on Monday, so if we get that snow, Lee Plenty-Wolf, who's organizing it, said to take it as an auspicious signal, and they're still going forward with it. So yep. It'll even if it's snowing, that's still going to be happening. It'll be good. I just want to let the listeners know that we funded all of these events with grants through the Human Relations Commission, so they're all free and open to the public at no cost. So it's really a tremendous opportunity just to get out in the community and come learn and engage more with Indigenous culture.
Okay. There are also some more events this is the October 8th through 11th. So on October 10th, there will be Taking Steps Toward Right Relationship with Native People in Boulder. That's October 10th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. In that location will be First Congregational Church on Broadway and Pine in Boulder. There will also be a screening of What Was Ours documentary. Wednesday, October 11th at 6 p.m. at the Boulder Public Library Canyon Theater.
Okay. You know, and going back to the passage of the resolution, I think last year at the inaugural Indigenous Peoples Day, a lot of it was, you know, around raising awareness in the community of how Boulder was actually founded, and really letting people know who don't know the history of the founding of the city and Indian removal policies and what happened, and you know, we can never really heal and move forward as a community unless we can acknowledge the past, and we have to, while we acknowledge some of that as in that day last time, we have to keep doing it and getting that education out into schools, getting it onto public lands, changing plaques. And, you know, this is a national, you see this now as a national movement that's coming up, is something we're really working towards and advocating on as the next step is really holding the city and community to keeping this resolution and the commitments in it. Kaylee, at the Native American Rights Fund, you guys handle a lot of cases nationally. Do any that stick out now as that you'd like to let the listeners know about?
Yeah, at the Native American Rights Fund, we're, you know, we have five priorities about protecting tribal sovereignty, holding the government accountable for its promises, protecting, you know, natural resources and religious rights of tribes, as well as educating the public. So there's a lot of cases going on right now, and I think one of the biggest ones that's getting a lot of attention and that, you know, the Native American Rights Fund is really taking the lead on is the Bears Ears National Monument. So NARF represents three of the five tribes involved in the Bears Ears Intertribal Commission, and those are the Hopi Tribe, the Pueblo Zuni, and the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. So this is the National Monument designation that was approved by Obama, President Obama and his administration in December 2016, right before he left office. Okay. And what this monument did is it, as it stands now, is 1.35 million acres in southwestern Utah are being protected under the Bears Ears National Monument. And a key component of the designation is establishment of the Bears Ears Commission that approves guidance and recommendations on the development and implementation of management plans on the management of the monument. So it wasn't easy. This Bears Ears fight has been going on for a long time to try to get those lands and sacred sites protected. And there's a lot of pushback even before from, this fought by local federal Utah representatives, but a lot of the Native Nations really were for this, and we saw the Obama administration having taken that lead in establishing it as a national monument as a huge step for these tribes and the people who consider that land sacred. So, of course, President Trump comes in, and now it's becoming a larger issue because he's trying to, you know, diminish the land base of that. And the Secretary of the Interior was assigned to review the Designations of Antiquities Act over 100,000 acres since 1996, and the executive order is the first step in a strategy to remove or diminish the designation issued by previous presidents. And the main reason is to open up public lands to extractive industries.
Okay. Well, I mean, we had a case people may know about is the Dakota Access Pipeline and Standing Rock from last year was especially a lot of people locally in Boulder had awareness of it and ties to that. And of course, Kaylee and I were involved in putting together the Standing Rock resolution passed by the Boulder City Council in support of that. Talk a little bit, I think people would want to hear about what's going on with that case now, because you had so much momentum going into the end of 2016. Of course, we all know what happened, but you don't see it a lot in the news now, so do you have anything you can tell us about that?
I just know that there's a lot of stuff being held in the courts right now of the fight is really have moved to the courts, not on the grassroots frontline movement, and that this case is really bringing up issues of human rights, and also of, you know, there's these these laws that say that the indigenous people have to have former and prior, like, informed consent when things like this happen on their land. And there's just a ton of laws that are intertwined in this kind of, you know, Indian identity is political inherently to who we are. And now these this issues are really caught up in the legal form. But what really is great that happened from that is that we saw the solidarity among different groups of people to come out, from environmentalists to just human rights activists, different religious groups that came up, all the different Native nations coming together to support one, but for the purpose of future generations and clean water. So it's, you know, these issues that the Native American Rights Fund, NARF, works on is really, they have a lot of intersectionality with different interest groups and stakeholders, which is, you know, what we do here in, what we do here in Boulder. Actually, our headquarters are here. So, you know, just as in Bears Ears, it's not just one group that's going to be affected by these issues. It's everybody. In Standing Rock, it was everybody downstream and all the water sources. So there's, you know, it's basically what NARF is doing, and we don't work directly on Standing Rock for the Standing Rock brief. We're just, you know, submitted some amicus briefs on that. But, you know, the NARF attorneys continue to hold the line that, you know, as we just want what was promised to us in the treaties to be fulfilled. And that's kind of what we're going back to here in Boulder at a local level with this Indigenous Peoples Day resolution. We had and worked in a lot of good resolution points to commit to in our own community, and that's kind of where we need to go with at the local level, starting to hold our city officials accountable for what they want to commit in this resolution. So
it's been said throughout history, if we do not pay attention to our past history, we are doomed to repeat it. So hopefully these resolutions will assist us in Boulder County and surrounding areas to acknowledge the wrong that has been done to our Indigenous people, and to right that wrong, and to reteach correct history.
Yes.
That is not necessarily Eurocentric.
That's such a struggle locally. I think, you know, one of the things that came up a lot for Kaylee and I, and it seemed to come out throughout the drafting of the resolution, and then even with the Standing Rock stuff, is cultural appropriation and how much that plays into the local culture in Boulder. So in addition to everything we talked about in the you know, in addressing this resolution and letting people know the history, the foundation of this city, so we can move forward in a constructive way, you look at what's happening now. I mean, Kaylee and I grew up in Boulder, and so it was so interesting. You didn't see indigenous people being given a voice
or represented it locally.
Yeah, it represented in things that specifically address the culture, and you know, I don't know, we talked a lot about in Boulder, everyone is a shaman. You walk down the street and you know, every student or college kid who comes to town, whatever, some kind of shaman and tries to affiliate themselves with this culture. Kaylee, let the listeners know what you think about that, because it just seems to be this ongoing thing in the city.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's almost trendy again to be Native American. You see prints and you see different shirts that represent your culture, or a dream catcher everywhere, and you're like, whoa, I never seen a dream catcher like that before, but okay. But and then you see that it's being sold for like $35, and it's kind of crazy. I mean, if, you know, if people appreciate the culture, I think the best thing that they can do is spend it through local artists or Indigenous artists. And sometimes, you know, they're not visible, but if you have a friend or know somebody who does know an artist, ask them for, hey, where did you get your jewelry, or who made that dream catcher you have? Because really, those are the real and authentic Indigenous artists. They put something different into their work and creativity. It's not just an item or a material thing that looks pretty, you know? So there's more significance to some of these things. But also, just always try to buy native and buy from the source, because that's where you'll get an authentic, unique piece, might I add, that no one else will have, and that's not reproduced by a mass market that doesn't have any connection to the culture.
Yeah, and You know, and it's supporting the community that people actually are attracted to.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the best thing you can do. And coming out to events like this and supporting Indigenous Peoples Day events and this next step of trying to change, rename public lands.
Real quick, I think one thing to note, too, also for everybody out there, Boulder's beautiful place to go hiking, and some of the plaque changes that we're talking about involve a lot of the popular trails in Boulder. You know, just the signage there saying, oh, this was quarried in the late 1800s by this miner and this group. Well, really, these plaques aren't giving the proper recognition of who the people's land it was before these mining towns and companies came to town and established Boulder. It's just kind of erasing or not having a presence of the native population, and that's important to correct in our local signage. So, you know, if you see some of these signs and they don't look accurate or you having some questions, I think it's good to keep note, and that's the kind of stuff we're looking to change.
Absolutely.
Well, Kaylee, thank you, and Nikhil, for all of your work on Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in today, Kaylee, this morning. You're listening to Poco and Boco, People of Color in Boulder County. I am your host, Nikhil Mankekar.
And I am Tracy Jones, your co-host. So.
And thank you. Thank you for listening to KGNU Community Radio, and have a good day. It's Indigenous Peoples Day Monday, so come out to some of the events we just talked about.